USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A day after online sales hit a record of $5.1 billion on Thanksgiving Day, some folks did head to brick-and-mortar stores for the Black Friday tradition, and this man who went to a store in National Harbor in Maryland just outside D.C. says it is a tradition.
Americans, we love to consume. After yesterday, we consumed all the food, and now we're here for the deals.
Starting Monday, the U.S. will restrict air travel from South Africa and seven other African nations over concerns of a new COVID variant, which recently was first detected in that region. Broadway composer and lyricist Stephen Sondheim has died at 91. Among his many musicals, West Side Story. This is USA Radio News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. Not only is it time for open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For the typical family, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. Think what you could do with that. But if you join right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees, so that's another $170 you'll save. And MediShare is really different. It's a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills. More than 400,000 people are members, and they've shared over $4 billion in medical bills. So, yes, they can handle your bills, too. This may be the time to make the switch. Join before November 30th for the additional savings. It's so easy to find out more. They're great to talk to. In fact, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Here's the number. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A Black Friday shooting at a shopping center in Durham, North Carolina, leaves three people wounded, including a child. Authorities say the shooting grew out of a dispute between two groups of people that knew each other. Two adults and the 10-year-old child are all expected to recover. The child was hit by a bullet that ricocheted, according to police. A Christmas tree shortage continues to be felt nationwide.
It's not going to be like it was in years past.
Ed Gallo owns Gallo Family Christmas Trees in Tampa, Florida. He tells Fox News Live bigger Christmas trees have been hard to come by.
We opened up last Friday, and the bigger ones were gone early.
The National Christmas Tree Association saying it expects steady price increases over the next few years. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Wall Street tanking in a shortened trading day Friday as those COVID variant fears took hold. The Dow lost 905 points. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
As the U.S. and several other nations consider boycotting the 2022 Winter Olympics in China because of human rights violations in that host nation, well, many are also concerned with the disappearance of Chinese tennis star Peng Shui. She's accused a Chinese Communist Party official of sexual assault and hasn't been publicly seen for sure, except as shown in a very brief video call with the Olympics chief since. Tennessee Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn on Kudlow on the Fox Business Network said it's to be expected when dealing with China.
This is what the Chinese Communist Party does. If you have kind of gotten under their skin, then what are they going to do? They're going to shame you. They're going to try to publicly embarrass you. They are going to ban you. They're going to sanction you.
And CBS reporting the Thanksgiving Day football game between the Las Vegas Raiders and the Dallas Cowboys was watched by, well, a ton of fans. So many, in fact, CBS says it believes it was the most watched regular season game on any network since back in 1990, an estimated 38.5 million viewers tuning in to watch the Raiders beat the Cowboys in overtime. And the network added the game was the most streamed regular season contest ever on the Paramount Plus streaming service. And you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.